One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ramble.
Damien's been telling me to watch it for so long, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch the whole thing before I tell him I've watched it. So what? I've watched all of it.
What?
Yeah.
Shane! What?
But I want to give my real answer. Say it with me, everybody.
Animorphs.
I love music videos. The song is good, but like when you have a music video to associate it with later on, it makes the song so much better.
Did any of you guys see this video on Pornhub?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, we know, Ian's next passion.
Beep, beep, beep. Beep, Kevin. Oh, Kevin, look at him go. How do you have a fresh haircut every day?
God, that's a good point.
No,
it's 106.9, JJ and the Baps in the morning. We got a crazy show for you today. We're playing some Doobie Brothers. We're playing some Doobie Brothers, and we're playing some Doobie Brothers.
Ew.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin, that's Michael McDonald.
Would it be fine if for the microphone, I just like hold it like this, like I'm worried someone's going to take it the whole time? Like I'm just like, hey.
If that's what you're passionate about.
My passion is...
Get ready for an insane podcast.
Hello?
Because we are
Am I
just...
Okay?
Hey. Welcome to the Smoshcast. What is this, the 32nd one? The 31st one?
No, this is 33rd.
It's the 33rd Smosh podcast.
You should make a wish.
It's the 30...
Club 33.
Third... You're holding a four?
Yeah, 34.
Oh, sorry.
What?
You were going like this... Which meant 43 to you went.
But I thought Keith one was 32nd.
I don't know. I don't keep track of things.
Kevin does.
Hey, guess what? So we thought it'd be fun to get the game together mm-hmm. and talk about the five things we are passionate about. You know.
I'm sorry.
Well, I think we know Courtney's.
Courtney is
Can we
passionate
just start over?
About. Courtney is passionate about acid reflux.
Hey.
Courtney also apparently brought like 15 things she was passionate about because she's an overachiever.
Some of them are like the same, so I could probably group them up, you know?
Yeah, I'd say whittle it down to five.
Number one, corn. Number two, corn on the cob.
Everything about corn.
Candy corn.
Someone listening in Nebraska is like, yes, that is my list. I don't understand what's weird about that.
So yeah, I think you know, we talk about some of the things that goes on in our life, but I don't feel like we ever get into like the stuff that we're interested in outside of YouTube thingies.
Yeah, I pitched this idea because Ian, I realized there's a lot I don't always know exactly what you like.
Yeah.
You're a huge fan of, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I know Damien likes anime, mm-hmm. but I'm like, what's that? What's your anime, Ian?
I think it's because I'm such a judgmental person that I judge myself on my interests. So I'm like, oh, people don't want to hear about the things that I'm interested in because some of the things that I'm interested in are like not interesting to other people, so
but
I don't
want
usually...
to hear about it because it's interesting to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and by the way, it's like the opposite. Especially our viewers, like they want to know like a lot about us. They
yeah.
love learning about us, and I'm sure they're so down to learn what Ian Hecox, co-founder yeah. of Smosh, is excited about.
I'm also yeah. of the belief that everything is interesting. It's just the more you learn about something, the more interesting it becomes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
generally.
Totally. Yeah, I feel like I'm starting to get a little bit more comfortable with talking about it.
You're a nerd,
and,
right? We're all nerds here. We nerd out about
what
stuff.
What up, nerds? Welcome to Nerdcast. Well, we're all nerd entertainment.
I mean, you're not wrong. The definition of nerd, I mean, the original thing was like, or like a geek is like someone who's like extremely passionate about stuff. Like,
that is
you
nerd.
Know?
A geek, like, a geek would bite heads off a chicken. That's the definition.
You're right. You're right.
But nerd, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your point stands. But
and a
I
dork,
just had to
whole other
push
thing.
Push up the glasses.
You did nerd dork me?
With somebody that would work as
a
whale's you know, the
puddles
penis? That you have to like. Lay over, and then someone can walk over you, and that's a dork's job.
What about a dweeb?
A dweeb? That you can't say that. That's
okay,
offensive.
Sorry.
You can't say that on the podcast.
Okay, so what do you dweeb out about, Ian?
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
Are we starting with me?
Let's start.
Yeah, let's start with Shane. We'll go around. We'll each list our. I'm not saying that I haven't ordered this in like the thing I'm most passionate about and least passionate about, but. Go ahead and kick us off, Shane. We'll go around each one at a time.
I'd like to preface as well. I mean, these are top five, but there's not really an order because these are all just things that I love. Some honorable mentions really quick.
He had more than five on his list.
Oh, look at him. Get him.
All right. So obviously it's a top five, but these are not necessarily in any order. And I have a ton of things that I love. I want to give some honorable mentions. Animals. Football, movies, TV, beverages, Colorado, music. Those
you
are all
literally
things.
Listed all the things I have on my passions.
Well, those are all my passions, but they're just not making my top five because I wanted to give some shout outs to things that I don't generally give shout outs to.
Can you repeat them really quick? Sorry.
Animals.
Danimals?
Football, beverages, Colorado.
Beverages, Colorado.
Music. What did I miss?
I mean, that's pretty much it.
Slang and dong.
Those are some things that I love. They didn't make this particular list.
So you're a country music festival.
Yep. So number five, though, I want to give a shout out to psychology.
Oh.
You know, it's easy for it to become something that I'm kind of like, that's what I'm going to school for. You know, I've been studying it for 10 years, you know, at a marathon pace. But the reason I got into it was because I've always really been fascinated by psychology. I've always believed that the study of psychology is the study of everything because every other subject is the human understanding of said subject. Mm. And psychology is about human understanding and human perception.
Interesting.
And all of that. And
what
I've
about
always...
space?
Yeah, Shane, what about space?
Well, I mean, our very limited human understanding of space is affected by our psychology and everything that, how we grasp things.
We don't want to learn too much because it's so scary out there.
That's true. That is science.
Space was on my list as well that it didn't make the top.
Really?
I think anything nature related is going to be something I love, right? Anything in that realm. But psychology, I just think it's really, really cool. There wasn't a single psychology class that I wasn't fascinated about. Developmental psychology was incredible. Psychology of gender, abnormal psychology. Social psychology is really cool, and it's really practical understanding because you really see, for instance, how the climate in America right now is so much social psychology, just about how much we are affected, the way we think is affected by how other people think and what other people are saying. And no matter how strong-willed you think you are, your thinking is being affected by everyone around you at all times.
Do you think your understanding of that affects how you, act in videos or at least portray yourself on social media? Do you feel like it's that influences things at all?
My studying psychology affecting
specifically
my comedy?
Social psychology.
I think so. I like to think so. And I always felt that I'm like studying psychology would help me with acting and comedy and everything. And I also believe that any sort of knowledge helps you with comedy, right? Like how many times have you and I made weird, obscure jokes about stuff? I mean, literally like try not to laugh, your Princess Diana joke, like knowledge of like anything, you're able to then like find comedy in it. So I think it helps a ton.
I was going
to
ask if it affects like your interacting with people. Like, are you ever like analyzing more than you would normally as a person?
I used to a lot more, I feel like. I feel like I've tried to actually take a step back from it and sometimes just willfully be like, I'm just going to like do this. But there are times that it's tough where I recognize things that I've studied and been like, oh, that's what's happening here. And
you're recognizing someone has like a problem or?
Not necessarily problems, more just that I'm like, it's more like everyday like occurrences of what I notice a lot, what I can't help but of notice is confirmation bias. It's so common.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's when you study it, you're just like, oh, my God. Like, it's so rough because you...
For the folks at home.
Say, for instance, I have this belief that I'm like, Damien's a very aggressive person. Like, well, what if I decided to think that? And throughout the day, Damien's being great. He's being kind. He's doing all these great stuff. Then at one point in the day, something slightly happens and Damien like kind of like loses his temper for a second and just like snaps back at someone. And I go, see, he's an aggressive person. I completely ignored everything that goes against that belief and took the one piece that goes for it.
Sure.
And literally all of our news media is geared towards feeding into our confirmation biases. And that's what's so dangerous about the fact that Twitter and Facebook cater your feed to what you are liking and stuff, because they are just essentially helping that bias. It's very easy to do.
I low-key have like a huge fear of people having confirmation bias with me. Like if I do one thing wrong, that they think everything I do is wrong. Like that's such a huge fear of mine.
Yeah, it's very common. And it affects everything. I mean, it affects everything. It's why it's so... I used to hate skeptics and I used to hate that whole sphere because I was just like, oh, isn't it not fun being a skeptic? Like, don't you want to like believe in stuff? But I was like, it is so important to doubt things, to question things. And that all comes from what I've studied, that belief. Because I used to be very much the opposite. I used to be very much into conspiracy theories. Like I would believe things based, I'd be like, isn't it weird? Like you're seeing these connections and stuff. And then it was honestly through college that I was like, oh, it's very easy to believe what you want to believe. It's a really difficult to like analyze and question yourself and put things through the ringer of like what really should you believe.
So psychology.
I do love it. I'm as of this podcast, I should be hopefully done taking classes.
Not necessarily
graduated yet. I'm still waiting on graduation, but I think I'm done.
But you'll be done. So you've essentially graduated. You just haven't gotten the papers.
And psychology is complicated. College is complicated. I'm hoping there's not some sort of weird mix up with paperwork or that I end up needing another unit or something.
You didn't meet your Swahili requirement. Yeah, you're like, seriously. I didn't even know I needed to know Swahili.
Seriously. I don't know. But I should be, according to all my advisors who I emailed like 20 times being like, I will be done, right?
Oh, they don't have your best interest at heart.
they don't care.
They're not going to do that.
They're just like waiting.
Listen, I'm supposed to advise you, but I'm not going to do it.
I'm going to tell you wrong. As a joke. Get it?
So I think we might only be able to get through our three favorite things.
Oh, man.
Which is fine. That's totally fine, because we can always do this again.
Sorry, Shane,
this is the thing. Like, these are subjects that, like, it's a thing you're passionate about. Like, you need time to explain each of your passions, and I think that's totally, I think that's what we should do. So it's not as easy as going, this is my favorite Smash movie because of this one reason. So yeah, I think it's totally fine. Okay. So you're going to be graduating with a
BA in psychology.
That's dope.
Yeah, pretty general degree, but you know.
Hell yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. Dude, congrats.
Thanks, man. I'm very excited to be done. At this point, I'm pretty done with it. I've been working at it for 10 years. I'm excited to be done.
Well, we're all very proud of you.
Thanks, man.
Courtney, what's your passion that we can all be proud of you for?
That we can only do three.
What are
you
your 30 honorable mentions?
Yeah.
Should I do my... Okay, I'll do this. Yeah.
Broccoli, corn.
So, my passion is honorable mentions. Stabbings. I love honorable mentions.
Okay, so... like music. So in the music, I had artists specifically. So like Queen, Electric Light Orchestra, Rich Brian, TMG, Tiny Me Gang. So music is one. Spooky Season is one. Eating Out. Sorry. I see your reaction. I love eating at restaurants. Musical movies. Musical movies. Not so much the plays, but musical movies. Mm. What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
What did he do?
Cornelia.
Why are you looking? What? I didn't do anything.
I just look at them and they're looking at you.
I didn't do anything.
You know, we have restaurants. To look somewhere.
Yeah, where are they going to look?
That was the whole... Okay.
At restaurants.
Chicken and waffles, speaking of which.
Honestly, chicken and waffles, that could be on my top 10. I love chicken and waffles.
And then, like, music videos.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Well, yeah. That's... I feel like I'll just have that one be... No, fuck. Because I'm just so passionate, guys.
Because you listen to music and music videos. I feel like you're sort of... repertoire of music and music video curation is really good.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah, I realize you have a lot of music knowledge. Like with current music, you always know shit, and I don't. I'll be like, "Hey, I finally listened. Have you heard this song?" You're like, "That song came out 8 months ago. I've watched it. I've listened to it a million times."
And then you put out a cigarette on his arm and spit on him.
Then you fight me.
I do love finding like really well done music videos, and like I used for a very brief time, but like most educational and really a fun time of my life was when I worked at that music video production company as a quote-unquote intern. Mm-hmm. I got to like see so much cool work with director of photography stuff, and the guy was such a talented editor. So I love music videos. And then obviously like the song is good, but like when you have a music video to associate it with later on, it makes the song so much better. Or just music videos are so cool. Like I think I have a playlist on my personal channel right now that's just music videos that I think are dope, and I add to it occasionally. Girls Are Gross is on there. Yeah, I guess that could be my number 3. Fuck. Okay.
Music videos is a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Music videos are friggin' dope. Whenever I don't watch enough music videos, whenever I do, I'm always like, it takes me to this state of just like being so pumped afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, why don't I watch them more?
They make you feel so much in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And it's like, it's interesting because like music videos, I feel like nowadays it's a lot harder to create a high production music video just because the budgets aren't what they used to be. I mean, like some of the bigger artists, they can get sponsors and stuff. But like, what would you say is the coolest music video you've seen in the last 5 years?
In the last 5 years,
I can tell you,
Nails, Hair, Hips, Heels.
I can tell you one that I think Courtney, you showed it, or at least we all watched it together. The Tame Impala.
The less I know, the better.
I know, the better is such
incredible.
A good.
That one's pretty fun.
It's really cool.
That one makes me feel feelings. That one's on that playlist. And then Rich Brian had one where he just decided he was gonna be a figure skater in it. Like I'm pretty sure he had a stunt double, but the way they edited it and like put his face on the guy too sometimes, he's just killing it in like an outfit with feathers, and it's just such amazing camera work. Like you have to be really talented to get artistic shots of someone who's like doing a sport that's not easy.
You showed us Oliver Tree first.
You
showed us his music video because like there's a couple nights when we would all get together and we go to the club. But it wasn't really like a club,
it was just a fun alternative dance place.
Yeah, and then we come back a couple drinks in maybe. And then we just like sit at home.
Just set up the Google queue, right?
Yep, and just watch music videos. And I feel like you always came with the fire.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, it's something I love. I actually have this notebook that I fill with like visual ideas for if I were to ever make my own music videos.
You call it the notebook.
I do. And Jordan Sparks signed the front.
Who? Jordan Sparks.
Wait, fuck. Nicholas Sparks.
Jordan Sparks.
Nicholas Sparks.
Jordan Sparks.
Dang it.
Okay, it's now on my bucket list to get a Nicholas Sparks novel signed by Jordan Sparks. How funny is that? That's so funny.
She makes good music videos. But yeah, I have a notebook and it's just like, I'll sometimes draw out like cool shots or like, oh, I want to have like a metal ring that someone's hanging off, like weird stuff like that. Cause I hope to do cool stuff like that today, one day, today, maybe, who knows. And that's why Girls Are Gross was an awesome breakthrough of like, cool. We could do this. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the music video that I was obviously obsessed with was that Half Alive.
Mm-hmm. That's on my
playlist
too.
That, and it's so simple.
You showed
it's
one.
Three dudes just kind of like,
oh, that
like
one.
Doing this weird, like that's simple like, choreography. Yeah.
And it's only like three separate cuts.
But it's so cool. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that over and over again.
I see that set in so many things now.
I know.
Really?
I
saw,
yeah, because it's also in, it's a studio here in Los Angeles that you can rent out for like $1,000 a day or something. But like, damn. I caught Dark Knight on TV.
Yeah.
And that's like his place where
he talks. I know what you're talking about.
He's talking to Morgan Freeman.
That's funny.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh, it's the Half Alive."
They're dancing in the background.
Yeah.
Do they know my identity?
Can you guys keep it down?
Don't worry, they do this.
Hello, Batman. You are the Dark Knight.
Damn it.
That was dumb. So, any other music videos that people are sleeping on?
I think just people need to watch them more in general, like because you'd be surprised what. And then because like that's the thing, a lot of music videos they're incredible. Like there's some by Japanese House where it's like this video is amazing and it has like 100,000 views. Like if you have a song you like, go look for the music video for it because you'll be like really surprised.
Or in the case of K-pop, they will be the most insane thing you've ever seen.
Changed my life. K-pop videos changed.
I was hanging out with you and it was your roommate. That was like,
oh, it was TJ, twice.
Yeah. And I was just like, what is this? This is so cool.
So nuts.
Yeah, it's on another planet. And the 90s music videos are great.
And I add music videos to that playlist on my personal channel. Like, still, I know I don't upload on there, but I still have that playlist. So check it out.
Check it out, guys.
You can. Nice. It's there. I think it's public. I'll make sure it is.
Nice.
All right, Damien, what do you got?
Oh, man. This is tricky going down to three here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say my honorable mentions are Leathercraft, because I used to be a leathercraftsman before I worked at Smosh. Getting rare objects or trying rare foods.
Yeah.
I really like stuff like that. Like, if I go to a restaurant, if there's anything, like, weird on the menu, I'm like, I want to try it. I've never had it before. Like, I just want to try as many things as possible. Like, went to a fish restaurant the other day. They're like, oh, we just caught, one of our fishermen accidentally caught a moonfish. And I was like, what the hell is a moonfish? Wait. Don't tell me. Cook it and bring it to me.
Oh, my God.
And
you love fish. Is that on your list?
That's under that. It's like rare foods, but also like random, like, I don't know, rare, like interesting objects. Like if I go to an estate sale or something, I found like books from the like 1700s or 1800s. And I'm just like, oh, I want these. I just want to have them. They've been around for 100, 200 years. Like I want to own this. And so.
Did you know that you can buy Roman coins?
I did know that. I almost bought one the other day, actually. I was at like this like swap meet thing and it was like $10 for an old Roman coin and I was like, hell yeah. But
you can also buy Tyrannosaurus Rex teeth and they're not as expensive as you'd think.
Is that right?
Like under $1,000 to get a T-Rex tooth.
Well, this sounds like Animal Crossing here, just buying a bone and putting it in your
exactly. Meteorites too, I think you can
There's
buy.
A lot but of would, stuff that's not as rare as you think.
I would literally even do that on Animal Crossing though. Instead of turning stuff into the museum, I would just like put it in my house and be like, I own some like Paleolithic bones.
I feel like where we shot the Jordan Schwartz, the most annoying kid in the haunted house, I feel like that room, the room with all the insane stuff, I feel like If you were a millionaire, you would have a room like
not
that.
Not as creepy.
Not as creepy, but just like with rare artifacts.
I would love to have like a rare study.
Yeah, maybe not a dog fetus floating in a formaldehyde.
Yeah. It would be more Roman coins or like, oh, here's this Greek computer. Like a weird thing.
But those are my oh, and game design. That's an honorable mention.
Nice.
But my first true passion is voiceover and voice acting.
Nice.
It was after Shane, you and I were done with the Disney Channel.
you know, I got audition after audition and I kept like getting called back and getting close. But like, I'll be honest with you guys, I've never been that comfortable as an on-camera actor. I think when you start off doing theater and stuff, there's this progression of just like, oh, you need to get him an agent and try to do commercials and things. And you're like, yeah, that's the thing that happens next. And then you're a little kid and you're like, well, I guess if I want to dream big, one day I'll have an Oscar. But once I finally like sat down and thought about it, it was like, I don't really like doing dramatic acting. I like sketch a lot, but I don't think I'm like, it sounds like I'm being like hard on myself, but I truly think I'm being honest. I don't think I'm that capable of like a serious actor to, and at the very least, I just haven't felt comfortable about it. So when I discovered voice acting and got the opportunity to do that, it was so freeing because I've got like a very animated face, right? Like mm-hmm. I'm kind of cartoony and I'm not doing that on purpose, but on camera, it looks like I'm just doing the most and I don't have to worry about that for voiceover. I can be anyone, anything. I don't even have to be human. I've been on a Cartoon Network show where I played both a boy and a girl. It didn't matter. Like I just like the freedom that it brings. So like usually I get like several auditions a day. I wake up early and record them first thing in the morning, send them off and then hope I book a job. And there was a time in my life when it was like the thing that fully supported me.
But, yeah. Wow. Yeah. You know. I remember when you started because I started doing voice acting a similar time and it never stuck for me. Like yeah. I never got a callback or booked a job. And I just like throughout all of it, I was like, this just doesn't resonate with me. But Damien, you so quickly got into it and I could tell immediately that you were so into it. You had like this whole setup in your house immediately. You booked stuff. I mean, for voiceovers is notorious for being one of the hardest things to break into. So hard because there's like 10 people who voice everything.
Every voice, yeah.
So to start getting known is so hard. But I remember, like it was pretty quick that you started getting work. And you still love it. Like you've been doing it for a long time and you still love it. And I mean, it is crazy because we work here at Smosh, but I know you wake up early to send out like 5 to 10 auditions sometimes in the morning. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's definitely been a challenge because I do love it so much, but I've been so busy between, you know, this and other obligations. And they're all things that I love, but I find myself now getting to a point where like sometimes I'm doing an audition and sending it off just to send it off. Because it used to be that I'd have hours to like work on a character, figure it out, do multiple takes, keep re-editing until I'm like, this is the one. So I haven't been booking as much. Like I see a one-to-one relation, but like, damn, I need to sleep too.
So yeah,
like,
dude.
It's grueling too.
When I first learned that you did that, I was like, is it okay to talk about Clarence?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I found out you were doing voiceover and you mentioned Clarence, I was like, oh, I've seen that show. It's really good. And then hearing all the stuff that you've like been in, like, am I allowed to talk about the Halo stuff?
Yeah. Anything Halo. That's out.
Like a lot of
anything I've told
things.
You, you're allowed to talk about because I don't break my NDAs.
Okay.
So
you really don't.
I really don't.
You really don't.
Not, if I sign my name to an agreement, I am bound by honor and that agreement. I break no oaths.
Nice.
Yeah, you can break an NDA.
No.
If you have a good enough lawyer.
Damien doesn't.
I don't
I'll
do
tell
it.
You that because I've tried.
Dude, I have to say I'm so stoked that you got Grand Theft Auto 6, the main character.
Don't. No. I don't think there is one. I don't. If there is, I'm not in it.
Well, if there is, you're going to be a cop again.
Rockstar lawyers, he didn't tell me that. I just guessed. Just a good guess. This.
But it's crazy. I bet a lot of people don't know. I mean, I'm sure maybe your stream gang, what are they called again?
Oh, Clevercore.
Clevercore probably knows some of your jobs, but like they don't know that you're like in Fortnite and like a lot of things that everyone knows about.
Thank you.
And it's really cool.
Thank you. Fortnite's been really cool. I've been working on Fortnite since before I worked on Smosh.
Yeah, dude.
It's been a really long-running job and it's a lot of fun. I really like the character and I'm like very lucky they keep bringing him back and like giving me more story responsibility. And like, you know, one of the main people who like sort of narrates the thing has been very busy lately. So they're like having, you know, they're pushing for me to do a little bit more. I think just while that busyness is happening.
Hell yeah.
That's cool.
I just think they trust me, which is cool.
I've always wanted to try doing voiceover stuff.
Yeah, why not?
Because I feel like I can do like crazy voices and I enjoy that. But I don't even know how I'd get into it, so.
Well, I think your best asset, no matter what, is your own voice. Because anybody else who can sound like you has to work to do so.
Mm. Look, if you need advice on voice acting, you should talk to me, because I had 2 lines in Angry Birds.
Oh, yeah!
I was so good, they couldn't bring me back for the second one.
Owned.
Smosh BBs? we were all in that Smosh Babies cartoon.
Oh, yeah, Smosh Babies, yeah.
Yeah, you did a lot of voiceover work because you had the cartoons, the animated stuff.
Yeah, I did some other things, but I don't think I was particularly good at it. It was fun, though. It's a fun, different kind of thing because, like you said, you can be whoever. Like, you don't have to be yourself and you don't have to worry about anything else other than the voice and
you
stuff.
You don't got
to
put makeup on.
But I
do. It's a fun exercise for sure. Yeah.
What's the voice sound like in Fortnite?
It's just a little higher than my normal voice, so I'll be like, hey, I'm a man of action, and that's why I'm surrounded by zombies, so can you come? Like, he's like a stoner fry cook.
That's cute. That's good.
Yeah. Ian.
Yeah, I don't think I need to get to any honorable mentions.
Come on.
Come on.
Doing laundry.
What things do you like? You like
kissing your kitty.
You like styrofoam? Eating out.
It's mostly it's mostly styrofoam.
Cool.
And eating out.
Great.
At restaurants.
What?
Eating out at restaurants.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah. One of the things I'm very passionate about is coffee.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah. I think that's something that I've been into for a couple years, and I just keep, like, the more I learn about it, the more sort of excited about it that I get, and I'm always trying to share, like, what I've learned about coffee with other people and get them excited too. I feel like I've ruined a couple people on coffee.
Given them the burden of knowledge.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just like getting like some people onto like the good stuff, the good. Because yeah, I mean, I think we all came into, we all drink coffee here, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, I think, what was the first experience that you guys had with coffee? It was probably loaded with milk and sugar, and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I can get with this.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I think so.
I first started drinking coffee when I worked at the pharmacy, and I needed so much creamer and sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how I started, too, and then I started to, like, actually kind of like the taste of coffee. I didn't just drink it because I needed to like wake up. I was like, oh, I actually kind of like this. And then, you know, started learning about like lattes because at the time I was like, oh, espresso. I can't drink espresso. It's like too much coffee.
Too much juice.
And this guy was like, well, you ever had a cortado? And I was like, what's that? And he's like, oh, it's half espresso, half steamed milk. So it's not quite a latte, which is just super milky. It's got just enough of that coffee flavor, and that kind of, I got into that. And then I started learning about, you know, like single origin coffees and different processes of like how to make coffee. And also I feel like just learning about the process of where the coffee comes from and the effort that it takes to actually make the coffee is insane.
You don't just pick the beans and throw them in a pot.
Yeah, exactly. It comes in this like fruit, and they have to tear it open. I think there's only like two actual. It's not even a bean, actually. It's like a seed or like a cherry.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah.
I had an ex-girlfriend who worked at the Starbucks Reserve store in Hollywood. Like, she was one of their first employees. And I remember, like, I like basic coffee with cream and sugar. But I remember one day she was like, no, try this. It's like the inside of a thing where it tastes like cherries, but it's not cherries. And I was like, oh. And I drank it black, and I was like, I was immediately in love with it. It was so good. Is that what you're talking about? Like the cherry pit kind of
No. I don't know what you're talking about. But
I don't either, because I can't remember.
You're just talking about where literally the coffee beans come off the tree.
It comes in this sort of like fruit, and you have to pick it out. And there's only, I think, two to one of those things.
So it just takes forever.
So if you think about like how many actual coffee beans you use in one cup of coffee, somebody had to pick each one of those things out. And so, I mean, in order to have a cup of coffee, you need like, I don't know, like 50 of those?
You have to do that 20, by hand? There's no automated...
No, it has to be by hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Ian, what you need to do is be the Eli Whitney of this day and age and invent the cotton gin, but the coffee gin.
Coffee gin.
You just crank and all the beans come out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Dude, you could be rich.
I can't help but wonder what labor must be like for the
people. And that's a thing. And that's why, like, you know, there's larger corporations, they have these sort of like large lots in these areas that, I mean, they're paying people. I think right now, like the sort of large corporation cost is around $1 per pound of green coffee, which is the unroasted coffee beans. So a pound, if you think just a single bean, like how many beans make up a pound of coffee, and they're paying $1 for that.
God. Wow.
So it's not great. So I mean, I think that's why it's also good to know like where your stuff is coming from.
Right.
And if you're buying from somebody that's actually paying the people in that area a living wage, or at least a wage above, you know, extreme poverty.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's really interesting to learn about the sort of process and sort of get involved and know more about what you're contributing to.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yeah, I'll definitely come into the office and you will be making pour over coffee in the kitchen. You will have your...
It's extremely douchey.
I have a pour over every morning.
Yeah. It's actually what's funny is how pour over is considered so douchey when it is literally so much cheaper than a Keurig.
It is.
In every way.
Keurig tastes like garbage. Keurig tastes like
a pour over. You can get a pour over for like $15. Yeah. You know, like and you know, you just get the whole beans, which is cheaper than getting K cups.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's the whole process is it just
cheaper.
All you have to do is boil water.
It's
that's
way
the
cheaper.
Only extra step.
Yep.
Boil coffee, grind the beans, or buy ground coffee. It doesn't
if you
take
have
long.
An electric kettle or whatever, the boiling is like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's really not that hard.
And you learn like different processes yield a different flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I'm really excited about. So early on in the bringing back Smosh, I started to think maybe we could make a coffee. So
snapped the finger guns at the camera just then.
I'm just gonna say, be on the lookout next week.
Oh snap!
But that's all he's gonna say. Yeah. That
there
massive
might be
hint.
There been, might be a Smosh coffee.
Yeah,
maybe.
Who knows?
Hand picked.
There is. You've been very
by Ian. It's taken a while. Ian can't tell you because he's still opening up the beans and getting out.
He's opening
notice the calluses on the fingers.
Yeah.
Aww.
No, but massive respect to the people that go through all that labor for, I mean, so many people drink coffee.
Yeah.
Like you think about like how many of those beans have to be like roasted and like picked every single day.
We take it for granted. It's similar to chocolate where it's just like,
this is,
you are eating something that you think is so simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it went through 500 steps.
It reminds me of that Willy Wonka scene. Where they're unwrapping all the chocolate bars to get the golden ticket, you know that scene in Willy Wonka?
It reminds me also of that I saw a documentary where like people in like Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast they're like that's where a lot of the chocolate and like cocoa comes from, but it's them trying a chocolate bar for the first time.
I saw that video.
Yeah,
they were like, "This makes it all worth it."
They were like, "This is what we make," and it's like, "Oh my god, there's no even you can't."
Yeah.
Even, oh my god.
They were so like, "Dang, this." This makes it feel really good.
I mean, the process of making chocolate's way more.
It's a lot.
I mean, it's way more
than just
picking the cocoa bean or whatever.
You don't have the Hershey plant?
I want to know, like, it's so weird to think, like, how they... Well, anyway, that's a totally different subject, but...
Really quick, how does everyone take their coffee? Like, what is your... How do you do it?
I mean, I thought I would never drink coffee black until I found really good coffee. And I can say the Smosh coffee that I can't say exists yet is coffee... is coffee that I've drank black every single time.
Oh, snap.
It's so good.
I never drink coffee black.
But. Yeah,
if it doesn't exist, this makes you a fat liar at this point.
It definitely exists. Ooh. I just can't say it exists.
I drink it every day, but I don't.
But I just say be on the lookout.
Yeah.
All right.
And get your coffee money ready for some good shit.
Ooh.
Mm.
If it exists, I've tasted it too, and it's really, really
good. If it exists, I love it too. How do you take your coffee, Dave?
Oh, I usually just do a little bit of cream, a little bit of sugar. If it's a Starbucks, I might add a little hazelnut.
Mm.
But during pumpkin spice latte season, I'm a basic fella, and I get my pumpkin sweet cream cold brew. I tried it for the first time the other day, and I was like,
I saw that on the menu.
Get it in your tummy ASAP.
Snap.
It's good.
I used to do like literally six thingies of creamer, and like three
cream
packets
or creamer?
Of sugar, like the little creamer cups,
like the, but like the half the and half or the
no coffee in there, just creamer. And
no,
sugar.
There's coffee.
You talking about half and half the little cups?
No, the diner.
Coffee mate. Okay.
Guys, six. I used to do six of those and then like three packets of sugar.
Oh,
you're gross.
Boy, now I'm no sugar and just like the tiniest splash of almond creamer.
Mm. I'm a little bit of half and half. Oh. I pour a little half and half in the bottom of the mug. Then I pour the coffee into it so that the half and half gets really swirled in there. And then, you know.
Yeah, I think, I mean, for me, like it's really fun like finding like a good coffee shop that has like a single origin type thing, and you can like really taste like the difference between different origins and
cool
and the cool different creative drinks they make, like that one place that has like the espresso mojito in the summertime.
Oh yeah
it's like cold espresso.
We were filming a video at a coffee shop recently, and the guy there had me try I believe it was espresso and orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I think it was espresso.
I hear that's
or
good.
Was it and it was actually surprisingly good.
The funny thing about that is when we did our Eat It or Yeet It and had the Merrill twins, we had one. Vanessa Merrill got coffee, orange juice, and a little bit of like mint oil, I think it was. And she was like, I'm confused. But I saw a lot of comments at that time say like, hey, my local coffee shop makes a thing like that and it's really good. And so I was surprised to see that you had also tried it.
Garrett, you failed again.
Yeah, you know how many times I eat it when we go to have breakfast somewhere, I get an orange juice and a coffee. Never thought.
Yeah, just mix it together. Yeah, I mean, I think if I'm going for some like sweet sort of coffee drink, there's this small chain called Tierra Mia in SoCal. I think there's some up in the Bay Area now too, but they have a horchata latte.
Ooh, I love horchata.
Oh, damn, boy!
Damn.
That is some good stuff.
I need to try some different things. I mainly just get coffee. Like, I just do coffee.
Yeah, you gotta have fun with it.
Oh, man, I need to have more fun.
Yeah. Have more fun.
Shame.
So that's one thing that I'm passionate about. Hustle. And I can't wait to share with you guys more info on the Smosh coffee.
I'm excited.
I'm excited for you guys to try it, too. I'm excited for everyone to try it.
Yeah.
It's actually really good.
Awesome. I'm stoked.
Yeah.
All right. So it's time for my number two.
Yeah. It really is time for you to number two.
Honestly,
all over this table.
We might only be able to get through two of our passions.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Thought we had all the time in the world.
I blame everybody else.
How long have we been going for?
You've about 40 minutes.
Yeah, you have.
We have 35 minutes.
Doesn't that mean we took 40 minutes with the first round?
Yeah. Yes. So, and we have 35 minutes left. So
maybe.
I love how you're like, we have all the time in the world within the constraints of an hour.
Well, should our number two? Should we try to get through this in the next
I mean, like,
let's just talk about
it.
Because
then number one's, but I don't want to talk all about my number three, number two, and then be like, oh, and my favorite thing in the world. Sorry.
I mean,
check out our actual favorite things in Good Mythical More. Second channel.
I think we can save it for another episode.
All right.
I really do think so.
Okay.
Really do think so.
All right. Well, my number two is the ocean.
Oh.
I love the ocean so much.
Because Finnerty's behind you just dying. He's losing his mind.
What's up? Okay. The ocean has a lot of, like, it's really important to me just growing up. I was born in Florida, and obviously I moved when I was two, but I would go back there every summer to visit my grandparents, and we would go down to Key West, and we would go lobster diving and fishing for mahi-mahi, and we'd go out 15 miles out to sea in a small fishing boat, and I mean, we'd spend a whole day out there,
That's
and those
cool.
are some of my favorite memories, and I would sit at the very front of the boat, like with my feet dangling off the front edge, as we're like gliding around and stuff, and we'd be bouncing up and down on the waves, whatever. And sometimes a dolphin would come up and they would ride on the front of the boat. So they're and they would like flip over on their sides and like stare at you.
Get out of here.
While they're swimming and jumping around and everything. And I'm like, it's just randomly. And what's so cool about dolphins is you'll see them far away. Mm. I'll be like, you can see them about a mile out.
Because they're like jumping.
And then we're going and I'm like, all right, they're coming. Like they
yeah,
will actively
them,
come
they
up.
Know you're there.
They will actively come up and like swim at the front of the boat. I just saw so much cool stuff, and the ocean is just such a like different. It's a different planet, right? And snorkeling around was always so cool. I got so close to like touching sea turtles a couple times because the everything in the ocean will get so much closer to you than on land. Right? Like hiking. Whenever I've gone hiking in Colorado or even around here. You might see deer or something, you're going to see them 500 yards away and they're going to start running. Mm-hmm. Whereas when I was snorkeling around, like a school of fish will pretty much circle you. So there's just a perfect sphere around you of fish swimming around.
That's crazy.
And it's only like 2 feet away from you, right? Wow. Fish are just swimming around. My dad would be spearfishing and he would give me the ring to hold the dead fish that he had. Like, oh, yeah. So he's like, okay, hold this. I'm holding like a ring with like three dead snapper that are bleeding. Ugh. And this was a distinct memory. I was like 7 or 8 years old. I'm holding a ring of dead fish.
Oh, I think you told me this.
I'm behind my dad who's got the spear gun. He's up ahead. And this,
you
like,
you guys are just swimming, right?
Yeah, we're snorkeling.
I think we talked about this on the podcast before.
Yeah, we talked about this?
Yeah, because your dad was trying to kill you.
Well, yeah, a giant nurse shark and a barracuda were on each side of me trying to grab the ring. And I was like kicking. I was actively kicking the nurse shark. It was crazy. Yeah, and then I also love the beach. And I don't know, everything related to the ocean. I love the smell of the ocean. When I was a teenager, an angsty teenager, my like getaway fantasy was like, I wish I was stranded on an island by myself sometimes, because I think I would love that for a little bit, for like a week.
Are you interested in getting involved in like ocean conservancy? Or
I would love
like
that. Yeah. Whenever I've thought about like, okay, volunteer opportunity, I would love if there is. I'd need to look into it. If there's like an opportunity to go out and help clean up the Pacific trash heap that's in the middle of the ocean.
I saw an amazing piece of technology.
I would love
the other day.
To go.
Yeah.
It looks like almost a parachute that they put over the water, and they found a way where like trash can't get above it. It's too high for fish to do. Like it's a really cool, solid piece of technology, and I saw it just the other day. Like they announced the thing.
Like trash in the ocean upsets me on such another level.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of like I think Adam Sandler sometimes they'll just like have like, oh, I'm gonna do a beach cleanup. And you guys can come and help clean the beach up with me.
Nice.
Like, so there's a lot of beach cleanups and stuff like that. So
what? What were you going
to
say?
Were you going to make an Adam Sandler joke?
Ian's doing his Ian smile.
There is a video. Did any of you guys see this video on Pornhub?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, we know, Ian's next passion.
We found they did like a trash clean. They did like a trash cleanup video. Like where they did like a porn on like the most polluted like beach, and they said like for every like I think it was for like every view they were gonna donate to like this like beach cleanup thing.
Very intricate.
I mean,
but good.
And I guess
had,
I
like,
can't.
People, they just had like people picking up trash like
around
while these.
Them?
Yeah.
Right in front of my salad? Oh my God.
Wow. That's.
I didn't catch that one. Hey, I'm an adult. I'm allowed to watch these things.
Kudos. Dude.
I just also like, did you see that one porn video?
And we're all just like, yeah.
Ian, have you seen the internet recently?
Where they try to deliver a pizza, but they deliver something else?
That was about Pizza Conservancy.
Oh my God.
So, for a good cause, I guess. But yeah, I think Mari gets involved in. Sorry, that's a weird transition from talking about porn. But Mari
I feel
done,
like volunteers in so many ways.
She's done ocean conservancy.
I definitely want to look into it. Yeah. I would love that. I would really love that. I also, I don't know if I'd ever add it to my bucket list, but the whole thought of like sailing around the world and stuff has always fascinated me. I could be on the ocean for. I love it. I seriously love it so much.
I could see you being 80 years old and getting lost at sea like that and then being like, they never found him. But then you just are like on your own island. You're like, hey that's my plan.
Because we would sleep on the boat and stay on the boat for like almost up to a week sometimes. Right. And I loved it from start to finish. And I know it's grueling.
Yeah, I bet you smelled like more,
but I just love the ocean.
I think also just like the ocean. I'm guessing you were down there during like not hurricane season.
Well, of course. Definitely like... One time we were out. We were not hurricane, but we. Apparently, I remember I have a distinct memory of us being in a bad storm, and I was in the kitchen section of the fishing boat, and like all the cupboards flying open, everything sliding around, flying everywhere.
Was that a red sky in the morning?
No, but I know the whole. But apparently, my dad and grandpa were like, "Yeah, we got lucky that time. Like, we nearly." Our boat nearly tipped over, and we would
quit trying to drown, dude.
Yeah, why are you playing like that?
Damn.
Oh man.
That's crazy.
I love the ocean.
That was going to be one of my, if we were going to do five today, it was swimming. It was my thing. Because I'll do swimming and camping will go hand in hand. Because I grew up with like a surf family, whatever. And like I know how to surf. But like the waves give me so much anxiety especially when you're holding onto this giant ass board. Because I haven't gotten good enough to like have like a 6-footer that isn't made out of foam and just floating. But I really love swimming. I grew up going to Parker, Arizona a lot, and my great grandparents had this house on the Colorado River, and we'd go there and I wouldn't shower the whole time. So know what that life is like. Cause I just would be swimming in the river. And
I don't think you shower now.
No, I didn't shower. I mean, okay. But,
I love how you were just like ready to give it back to him and then you just gave up. You're like, Yeah.
I was going to say I didn't shower this morning, but I did. I just didn't rinse my hair or whatever.
Courtney, we've been new.
Yeah. So I loved swimming in the Colorado River, and then swimming in the ocean is, like, so fun. Nowadays, like, when I go to the beach, it's harder to enjoy if I, like, go and I'm wearing makeup and stuff. I'm like, oh, don't want to ruin it. But, when I'm at my dad's house on the weekends, like, I just am swimming in the pool or, like, doing laps just swimming. And then we camp a lot. My family camps all the time. I did a lot when I was a kid. A lot of times it was at places where there was a beach. One time I was in Big Sur with my brothers and we decided to just follow the stream. And I think it was like February. It was still cold. But we found this spot where there was cliff diving. Definitely there was a few hipsters like in big coats and pants just like chilling, not knowing what to do. And we were in clothes. We just decided to just go cliff diving and like be swimming in this cold ass like river type thing.
They call it a river.
It wasn't quite a river. It was like a big stream, like a big old boy stream. You know what I'm saying?
A creek?
I guess, but
catching
it was
frogs
than that.
Down by the creek.
Yeah, but
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Swimming is so cool, man. It's so
swimming is
cool.
Fun.
I enjoyed it. I'm literally zoning out thinking about like swimming back in Georgia. It's been
so quiet.
To add really quick. Because it's connected to mine. My favorite swimming experience, I think, ever, Damien, you're going to hate this, but was being like miles away from shore.
Nope.
Being out in the middle of the ocean.
Nope.
Just looking at like dark ocean water and just jumping in and just floating there and being like, this goes on forever.
I really like swimming. I really like water. It's the idea of like the deep sea stuff. Like, I don't. Like the idea. Like, I would never be down with all the fangly fishes and the translucent things, but thinking about it conceptually just makes me have an existential crisis.
Yeah.
But, like, swimming I love. Yeah. So.
Oh, right. But I meant just the deep sea swimming.
Yeah. When I went to Mexico a few years ago, they took us out really far, and there's just a bunch of boats chilling. They tell you to just jump in, and then there's whale sharks.
Nope.
And we, like, follow them around.
So cool.
And then we saw, like, is it a manta ray? The big ass ones that float at the top. Saw a giant one of those, and, like, we accidentally kind of got far away from everyone for a bit. It was a little spooky, but it's so quiet underwater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then camping's awesome. Like, I think, like, beach cleanup is important too, but I also like brush fires and like protecting our forests and stuff is important as well. Like, I was so sad when the big ass fire that happened last year completely burned down my favorite campsite that I went to every year, Leo Carrillo.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
But it's better now. It looks exactly the same. It's cool. Yeah. There's this one special tree that looks exactly the same. But yeah, camping is so fun. I wish we would go camping.
I've never been.
We need to go
camping.
I've never been camping.
We really
should
go camping
with my dad.
I would love to make like a video out of us going camping.
I'd love I'm so ready for camping because my friend got me a Friends and Family discount to the Columbia sportswear.
We're going to Columbia?
No.
This spring break, we're going to Columbia.
We're going to Patagonia.
And I went because I realized like living in LA and not like I've kind of like because I also camped and hiked quite a bit with my parents, but like now that I'm an adult, I haven't done it that much. And all I have now are just like hot boy city boy clothes, and I don't have anything that I can I'm down to get dirty or ripped up.
You need dirty boy, mountain boy.
So I use the frick out of that Friends and Family discount. Bought like 35 items.
Whoa.
I'm good to go, baby. I got my 55 liter pack. I got a Nalgene bottle. I got a hydro flask. I got the hydration pack. I got a lantern.
We got
our next Mosh Pit video. We're climbing Mount St. Helens.
Yeah, so I'm ready to.
We
should go camping
sometime.
What are y'all up to this weekend?
Right after this?
Actually, right after this. Let's go.
I got a ocean cleanup video to watch.
God. Sometimes.
On YouTube.
Yeah, I got a coffee to make or not make. So sorry.
Damien.
We are only gonna have time for one more. I got a pick. It's a Sophie's choice, baby.
I had to drop a big one entirely.
We might have enough time.
Should I say one as an honorable mention now?
It doesn't matter. You could always talk about something you're excited about later.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Honorable mention right now then is my Twitch streams. When Defy Media shut down, I didn't have anything I wanted to do, and it was Shane and a couple other friends, shout out Ethan, shout out Doug, that really pushed me to start streaming. Shout out Courtney.
I was telling Damien to do Twitch streaming forever because I knew it would do exactly how it's done.
And I love it. It's the first thing I've ever had that's just been totally mine. And there's a fear for me as like an improviser and a sketch person, like it's good to have a partner. You've got to, like, I wanted to do something with you even before you joined Smosh. I was like, let's do a thing together. But there's that fear of doing things on your own. But I've truly loved it, and I'll talk about it more in depth if the opportunity presents itself. But I want to give my real answer. Say it with me, everybody.
Animal House.
Animorphs.
And I wasn't actually going to pick this, but when I was talking about it with Shane, he was just like, why not say anime? And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, well, I think people would want to know, like, why you like it. And I think that's fair. I, like, watched a little bit of it in high school, but sort of fell off throughout my college years. And it wasn't until about a year or two ago that I sort of rediscovered it and was just like, oh, I really... really dig this. And I know it can be like a little bit cringy, and that's why I listen to
it. Do you think that's why you stopped watching it, or you weren't watching it because you felt like judgment from other people? That
I'd say that's probably part of it, but I think now I'm in a space where like whatever I like, whatever I want to do, I don't really care what other people think.
Exactly.
It's kind of cool. But I think the thing that really resonates with me is the stories that I'm seeing and hearing are just so different from what I would otherwise get. Like, mm-hmm. how many times have we turned on like regular cable TV and it's just like, she's the best cop on the force and no one gives her a chance, but the one person she couldn't catch is her ex-husband. And it's just like the same story mm-hmm. over and over again. Every medical show you watch is literally filmed in the same hospital set in Los yeah. Angeles. Like, it's all the flipping
every
same.
High school series that there's murder for some reason.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
It's literally all the same. And this is the first time it's been like, for me, these random stories that you'd never think of. Someone's creativity is the only limitation, because animating a dragon is the same as animating a person. Mm-hmm. I don't think one costs more than the other. Game of Thrones, amazing, yes, but so high budget, and the only way we can ever get that story is breaking the bank of HBO and making mm-hmm. that happen. But anime, like, I turn on a new one every day, and I'm like, oh my God, what a cool concept.
There
like,
are so many, and all of them are so insane.
Yeah.
Like, there's things that you would never even think of, mm-hmm. right? Whereas, like, fantasy in Western, like, TV, you're always going to be like, well, I've kind of seen this premise before, mm-hmm. whatever. There are some animes where I'm like, who thought of this? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, you were telling me about the one, it's like, yeah, this guy, he's, like, 30 years old, he dies, and he is reincarnated as a slime. In a fantasy
oh, yeah.
world. And I'm just like, hold up. It's like, what? Yeah. Like, that's a premise of a show.
And they literally get into it like that. And they're like, let's explore this world and have fun. But there's also one where it's like, Tommy Bow, I think, recommended this one to me. It's these kids trying to escape from an orphanage. And they have a very good reason to do so. And I'm not going to, like, tell you why. But it's a full season of them trying to figure out how to escape from the orphanage. And also they come to the realization of, like, we can't just do this ourselves. There are all these, like, 3 or 4 year olds that are, you know, young here too. We have to take them with us. So it's this whole, like, escape wow. heist situation across a season. And I'm like, how cool. How cool.
Something you pointed out about anime that I think is really cool. And it's something that I really enjoy about it. Anime is honestly very motivating for me mm-hmm. because you notice in anime the difference in Japanese culture compared to Western culture.
That's part of the truth.
Western culture, our TV shows, our movies are very often, this is who you are. You are this person. That you are you are who you are, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas in anime and stuff, the vibe is very different. It's if you train and work hard, mm-hmm. you can become something mm-hmm. better.
What about Rocky?
I mean, honestly, I would say sports movies are the closest thing to anime.
Totally. That's why so many athletes love anime.
One of my favorite yeah. animes recently is Megalobox. And it's about this guy who's a future dystopian world where people who have mechanical upgrades box. And this one guy, his like breaks and he's like, you know what? I'm going to do it without the upgrades. And it's one of the coolest. It's yeah. literally a Rocky movie in anime, and it's so cool, and it's sick. So about, and he eventually goes like, there's like the ultimate champion who's like jealous of him because mm-hmm. he's like, he's fighting without these upgrades. What
is
am
the
I?
Champion like all yeah.
he's
upgrades?
Got like super upgrades that are like implanted yeah. into his sweet. Body, and he's like, yeah, top he line. Like looks at this guy, he's like, even though he's so much better, he's like jealous because he's like, he's doing without upgrades. He's just so good.
Yeah.
I need to become like that. And I'm like,
pushing each other.
That's awesome. Whereas like you look at any TV show, I feel like in America, it's very much like, I am this person. I am the chosen one. Yeah. Like, I was born this way.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's also part of, like, why I've sort of felt a resurgence of enjoying it, right? Because I think when you say anime, if someone's not into it, they're probably thinking of the same old, like, Dragon Ball Z, the Naruto of, like, I'm going to train and do my best. Ha! Blasting mm-hmm. lasers and all. But in reality, it's just a way of presenting a story. It's like somebody saying, like, oh, I don't like animated films. I never watch Disney or Pixar or anything. I just don't like that. And you'd be like, oh, okay, you're not going to give any of them a chance. It's the same way with anime. They're like lawyer dramas. There are, like,
pick a genre.
And it's just presented in this specific way of animation, and that's it.
Yeah.
So that's why I've been enjoying it. It's like if you discovered a brand new Netflix mm-hmm. where there's all shows that you haven't seen before, and I'm just like, great, wind it up. Let's check it out.
There's some awesome stuff. I did want to tell you, Damien's been trying to get me to watch this one anime forever called Demon Slayer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the best out there right now.
Yeah.
I know it's a like stereotypical name, but like
it's really
cool. No, it's really cool, but... and it's really dark.
Did you start watching it?
Because Damien's been telling me to watch it for so long, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna watch the whole thing before I tell him I've watched it. So I've watched all of it.
What?
Yeah.
Shane! What?
Okay. So I'm like 3 episodes behind right now. But
I've been wanting to talk about
it
with someone.
But I was like, you know what? He could talk to me about like each episode. I'm like, or I could just watch the whole thing and then we could talk about it
nice.
All. So I've watched it. Yeah, I've watched it all. So early, like literally the other day, he was like telling me about something. He's like, but I don't want to spoil it. And I already knew the thing. So I was like, oh, yeah, cool. And then I was like, oh wait.
Like a lie.
Well, wow. I was just waiting to watch the whole thing. And now I've watched the whole show. Now we can talk about it. Because I was like, you know what? How cool would it be if I was telling someone about like a show I like? And I was like, please watch it. And then I found out the next day, they're like, yeah, I've seen all of it. And now I'm like, we can talk about all of it. That was my mindset.
I don't know how far
I was doing it as like a gift.
He met.
I was doing it as a nice thing.
When did you start?
A couple weeks ago.
But then we would have been at the same space.
Did you start? Did you start when I told you I started watching it?
What do you mean? I'd already been watching it.
Oh, you had.
You're okay. Watching it too?
Yeah. I told you I watched it.
I watched it.
It's very cool.
Demon Slayer is good.
Really good.
Like it's still like, you know, there are like anime tropes that it's really hard to pull out of those. But I think Demon Slayer is definitely one of the better animes that I've seen.
There are 3 animes currently that I'm into. Attack on Titan, which is like the super, super dark, gritty one.
Yeah.
My Hero Academia, which is like the Marvel. It's the Marvel of anime.
It's X-Men.
It's literally X-Men. It's a world where a bunch of people have superpowers, and there's a school where you go to hone your superpowers. Yeah. It is X-Men, but I actually enjoy it more than X-Men because they do a lot of things I think that X-Men should do.
Well, and what's the studio that does My Hero?
I actually don't know.
Is
it Funimation?
What's the... No. They're the people that dub it, right? What's the style?
Shonen?
Yeah, Shonen. It's a little annoying that I understand, like, because animation costs so much, they have to do a lot of flashbacks. Mm-hmm. But as, like, I don't want to see the same thing repeated over and over again.
I don't mind it because there's so much going on, so much information that I actually don't mind it. But
sometimes in anime, I feel like they're just wasting time and like running the clock till they can
there's
get to the awesome
500 thing. Episodes.
Yeah.
As opposed to 10 episodes
That's
per
true.
Season. They
That's
could just
true.
Do 10 episodes and have it. But instead they're like, here's 35 per season.
I'll but, take it. Could they put all the good stuff in 10 episodes and then you don't have
Maybe.
To waste more time?
I also enjoy, as opposed to most TV shows where I'm like, I get 10 episodes and I'll get a new season in 3 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, anime gets to be this continuous
thing. Oh, like One Punch Man?
Well, yeah, there's that.
We don't talk about season 2 in this household.
But My Hero Academia is some of the most fun I've had watching TV. Like the whole basis of All Might is such a genius superhero idea that Marvel and DC has never done. But they did it in anime, which is just like, I don't want to spoil it because it's such
a
good character.
Just tweet me about it.
It's such a fun show.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I think My Hero Academia is probably my favorite anime.
I think it's what got me back into it because I remember I started working at Defy and then there were like 3 different people who were like, you got to watch the show. You'd love it. And I'd be like, I haven't seen anime stuff in a while. Like, I don't know. And then I did and I was just like drooling for the next episode.
I think Attack on Titan and Cowboy Bebop is still like just has such a special place in my heart because it's so different. That is a completely different thing of current stuff.
And apparently, like the English dub is better than
the English dub is super good. It's not anime. It basically isn't anime, right? Like it's done like a noir, like dark, gritty.
Yeah, cool. Except for the guy outside the restaurant with the lobster. He's like, hey, what the hell are you doing, you punk? Get out of here.
Wait, that's from Cowboy Bebop?
Cowboy Bebop there's that, yeah. Or wait, no, it's not from Cowboy
Bebop.
Okay. I think I remember
think
what
so,
I was
yeah.
like,
okay.
That's not from Cowboy Bebop.
I'll kick your ass, you little squirt.
You little punk. Hey, what are you flipping me off? I'll take this.
He's like a big buff guy.
Clearly they were like, so the voice actor that was supposed to do this
died
this morning.
Just now.
Can you please,
he's dead in the booth. Please stand on his body.
In the office, can you just come on in and just read this.
Yeah.
I don't remember a lot of my childhood, but
I don't know why. It's just like hard to look back and remember. But I do have like a lot of random memories, like
Speed Racer.
That's the first anime I ever watched was Speed Racer. But my older sister Kat, who's like
Sailor
the nerdy
Moon.
One. I mean, that's the thing. That's the thing. She watched a lot, and like it was such a big family. I'd always just kind of sit down, whatever the family was watching or she was watching, I was there. So there was Dragon Ball Z, there was Naruto, there was Inuyasha, Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
I think some Cowboy Bebop, like a lot that I'm just like, oh yeah, I know that character, but like I don't know the name of the show or stuff like that.
Right.
Watched a lot of Speed Racer. I love Speed Racer. I like want to make it popular again. Not the live action movie. Fuck that dirt.
Whoa. A lot of people actually
Speed
like
Racer. That's Ego Raptor's favorite movie.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite movie.
I'm currently watching Cowboy Bebop, and it's cool. Because I love cartoons. Like Archer was amazing to me. Obviously Rick and Morty and stuff like that.
The Hot Wheels movie.
Hot Wheels movie. That's CG, so different. But yeah, and Cowboy Bebop's awesome. I love noir style. Like Archer was also like that too. So it's dope.
Yeah. Cool. I think the anime that got me back into anime was One Punch Man.
It's great.
Like Ethan Klein showed me that. Like we were hanging out at his house, and he's like, "Have you seen One Punch Man?" I was like, "No." And he's like, "Dude," and I had already heard about it.
Right. It's funny as hell.
Some people were watching it, and I was like, "I think we sat there and watched like the first five episodes through."
Wow.
The concept for those out there are like, there's a superhero who his power is he can defeat anything in one punch, and because of that, he's incredibly bored and depressed all the time.
He's super
miserable.
Because
nothing's a challenge. Like he's anytime something shows up, he's like, "Oh my god, finally, I'm gonna have like an epic fight." Poof, and it just turns into dust. Yeah. And he's like, "No."
And it essentially the show is just a series of that he's also a punchline.
Yes.
And which is kind of the irony is like one you punch. Know like an anime they do the anime thing where for five episodes they'll build up like
someone else is
I
fighting
I have shown
it.
Up from another dimension. I am a demon god and it's just like he's just destroying half the planet like with ease and then One Punch Man shows up and just like pop. And you're just like, oh, it was all for a joke.
His special attack is like normal punch.
Yeah, normal consecutive punches.
Consecutive normal punches.
Because I was watching season two, and I think a lot of people had a problem with season two because it took them like 3 years to make it. The animation leads left for a different project, or they went to a completely different studio. And also, like, you could only continue that gimmick of big strong guy shows up, One Punch Man. You think he's gonna get beat, and then
I feel like
he
beats
him.
It was perfect for one season.
So they needed to expand it and bring in new characters. So I understand what they did. It's just not as I think the story's better, but it's not as entertaining as the first one was. And then I went back and watched that final fight scene from the first season, and I was like, "Holy shit!"
I missed this. Yeah.
It was way cool.
If you want more of that, the same creator instead made Mob Psycho 100.
Oh yeah, you're trying to get me to watch that. Yeah.
You'd really love it because it's literally like they made One Punch Man and they were like, "Oh, this isn't sustainable. What's a sustainable show I can make with this kind of concept?" Mm. And it is the same action and stuff from One Punch Man, except it's just about instead of like a depressed man, it's about like this socially awkward like eighth grader who is just in a really strong psychic, and it's the same thing. He's just kind of depressed. He's like, "I don't know how to talk to people." But he's incredibly powerful.
That's awesome.
They've already made two seasons, and they're clearly continuing it well. So,
great. All right. Well, heck yeah.
Ian.
I guess my next passion that I'll talk about, and I feel like we can talk about and get into other ones later. It's similar to anime. Korean movies.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, like movies as a whole, I'm passionate about. Mm-hmm. But I guess I'm passionate about Korean movies because I feel like not enough people have seen the good ones.
What are some good ones?
Well, I'll just throw some out.
I wish
for
I had
you.
That list still.
Yeah.
When I first started working here, I was like, "What are some good movies?" And he gave me a fat list. He's like, "Yeah, I'll give you a few." Text me a fat list of like 50, and a lot of them were like Korean films, like Old Boy.
You do watch a lot of movies.
Yeah,
like you'll often come in and be like, "Oh, I watched this movie last night," or "I watched this movie."
Yeah,
I realize that you watch a lot.
Yeah, it's because I have no life.
Invite me over.
That's
and I'll
what
join.
I'm talking about. Watching movies is life.
Yeah,
man.
Old Boy was my favorite movie for quite a long while. I don't know what it is now, Old Boy. Guy gets captured. He gets imprisoned for 15 years. He doesn't know why. He doesn't know what for. He's like locked in this room for 15 years. And then he's released one day and he gets this like message and the guy's like, "If you want to know why I imprisoned you. You have to find me in 48 hours or something like that. And he goes on this like sort of like revenge quest to like find this guy that imprisoned him. And I think the deal was like, and if you find me and find out why I did it, I'll kill myself or something like that. Whoa. Or something like,
wow.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, it's, there's a lot of really, really great Korean like vengeance, like revenge movies. Another one made by the same director, Park Chan-wook. He did Lady Vengeance, which is another really, really good one. Super messed up premise. Obviously an adult movie. One of my favorite, like, just such a freaking solid director. Bong Joon-ho, he did The Host, which was not the weird, not the Stephanie Meyer one, but it's like a monster family movie. It's like a monster movie, but it's like about this like family coming together.
Cool.
That one's really fun.
Seen that one?
Yeah, that one's like 10 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's pretty old. Then he did like Okja, which is on
Netflix.
Yeah,
I like Okja a lot.
A little depressing, but fun. Snowpiercer, he did that one.
I love Snowpiercer.
It's so ridiculous.
Snowpiercer's crazy.
And then his most recent movie, Parasite, is incredible.
I hear that's really good.
I've been hearing it's so
incredible.
Good. Wait, you saw Parasite?
Yes.
How?
Oh, yeah. You probably can't say that here.
But it's coming to theaters. It's coming to theaters next week.
Wow.
That's exciting.
So check your theaters. Well, I mean, when this comes out, it will be coming out probably around now. Check your local theaters. See if there's like an art house theater near you. It's an incredible movie. It's
also an adult movie though, right?
Or... sort of. It's like, I think the thing with like a lot of Korean movies is they tend to bend genres. And
right.
Like, even if it's like a really dark movie, another one that he did, which is one of my favorite movies, is Mother. Not the one with Jennifer Lawrence. But they just managed to blend like really dark material with like dark comedy. So like when there's like really like dark themes, like they still manage to find some like pretty like weird funny moments. Another good Korean movie, The Wailing. It's like kind of a horror. It's a horror movie and they all kind of like hit on like interesting themes. Like
Wailing, like screaming, or like wailing of like
screaming.
Get those whales.
Screaming. Yeah. It's kind of
it's
like
just
a,
Moby Dick.
It's kind of like it's like a sickness is going around. They can't figure out why.
Oh, interesting.
And there's like a Japanese guy that moved into town. So it's kind of this movie about like xenophobia and like being paranoid about people that you don't know. The Good, the Bad, and the Weird is like such a freaking...
I've never heard of almost any of these movies.
It's such a weird movie. So it's exactly as it sounds like. It's a Korean movie, but it's like a Western, but it takes place, I think, in like Manchuria kind of area, like during Japanese occupation.
Interesting.
And
wow. All right.
It's like there's like a train like going through the desert and they're trying to like get some kind of like treasure or something. It's awesome.
All right.
But
I got to watch all these.
We need to do a freaking movie night.
I would like that. Why?
Yeah.
Because I have so many weird movies I want to show you guys.
Precious.
But I have.
That's not weird.
But I have good movies I want to show you guys.
No, I have weird ones, and like we should do like good movie, weird movie, bad movie.
Redfish, Bluefish.
I'm totally down. Dr. Seuss movie.
Just another shout out. I Saw the Devil, super awesome vengeance movie. Very, very adult. Man from Nowhere, another great vengeance movie. And yeah, I think that's about it. Yeah, there's just three just incredible Korean directors.
Hell yeah,
Bong Joon-ho, Kim Ji-woon, and Park Chan-wook. Just amazing.
Awesome.
I'm going to actually like legitimately.
I
want
to look up a lot of these too.
Yeah. Because I don't watch movies and I guess I don't know where to start for like something new and interesting like that. And I never even thought about Korean cinema. So like similar to what I was talking about with anime, like there's a whole new world you crack open. And
This
is exciting.
And the storytelling is completely, completely different. I think Parasite is an amazing blend of all these different genres.
Cool.
You don't really know where it's going. I would say don't read any of the premise. Just find a way to watch it and go watch it. It's my favorite movie of the year.
I'm sorry, are we boring you?
I remembered another anime that I actually watched in 2010 that I really was obsessed with, and it was called Wolf's Rain.
I don't know Wolf's. Wait.
It was. I literally found it on accident because I was trying to set up my aesthetic for Tumblr, right? And the things I was obsessed with were wolves and rain. So I typed that, Wolf Rain, and found this anime called Wolf's Rain. It was like a thing where like wolves were not allowed to exist anymore, and so wolves figured out how to like turn into humans at will.
That sounds very anime.
And I was really into it, and then school happened. But yeah. So basically,
I think we need to do a movie night. We'll watch the Hot Wheels movie
movie. I also have these weird movies that like were made by like a Mormon production company that are like they're good.
That sounds awesome.
Is it Napoleon Dynamite?
They're comedies. No. Those.
I want to. And that same night, I want to show all of you guys Promised Neverland. That's the like escape from the orphanage thing I was talking about.
Oh okay. Yeah, cool.
Recommended by Tommy Bow.
I want. Sounds good.
It's so good. The main character, Courtney, you would love her so much.
Cool.
That's awesome. She would
be female lead, I'm in.
Oh, and straight up, strong as hell, the smartest person. It's so
I would want to show you guys this beach cleanup video I found on the internet.
Yeah. Where can I find it?
We're cutting everything.
Can I show you guys this thing on healthcare that I found on YouPorn?
I guess also a quick shout out to Studio Ghibli because that's also like it's basically anime, but so that, I love all those movies. All right, so I guess are we on to like do we have time for
no,
we don't
it.
Have time.
I'm also very into spaghetti westerns.
All right,
okay. Is that when you boil
we like
up
a lot
the
of
noodles
stuff.
And put barbecue sauce on it?
Yeah, spicy spaghetti.
Yeah, I think we'll have to do this again.
Wow,
yes. maybe in a couple weeks if you guys like it.
If you guys like
us
talking about what we
talk
like
about ourselves, yeah.
Is your passion our passions? Mm.
Let us know what your passion is.
Smosh.com. Comment.
What's your comment?
Let us know what your weirdest passion is. Like what you think is like the
guilty pleasures,
the strangest passion that you have. Because I really want to know, like, I want to know what interests people. Like,
yeah.
Do you like collecting thimbles?
I love when I hear that people are into things that I don't comprehend at all, right? Yeah.
An interested person is an interesting person.
Yeah, but it also, ooh. I love it. I love that.
That was from an acting teacher.
Everything in the world, there's someone who's super into that thing.
Yeah,
100%.
I think that's, like, there's someone out there who, like, people who collect leaves and put it in notebooks and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
There's someone out there who does that. I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I like taking locks of all of your hair and putting it in a jar. And then I try to clone it, and I play clone roulette. Sometimes it comes out Ian. Sometimes it comes out Kevin. But never Ryanfinity.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching. If you want to check out Smoshcast, it's available in audio form on Wednesdays and in video form on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's been such a journey. Like I said, look out for that coffee because it
may
really
or may not be happening, but it's happening.
Happening.
Oh, this is the announcement. While you watch
if
Parasite.
It's your birthday today, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
anyone out there who has a birthday
also,
at any time, I hope you
also,
have a good
guys, we're working on, there's still some Slush Cult stuff in stock. Some things have already sold out, guys, like this shirt right here.
And
but
the hoodie,
and the hoodie. But we may be working on a restock. One, if we're going to do it, we're only going to do it once. Because we want this thing to be special for y'all, all right? We're not just going to let just everybody have it, okay? So limited quantities, make sure you get it while you still can.
Limited quantity, unlimited quality.
Ooh.
Boom.
Ooh. Get it while it's hot. Get this pizza while it's
happy
hot.
Happy birthday.
Ice.
And we love you guys, and thank you for sharing me your passions.
Yeah, guys.
Thank you for sharing us. Can't wait for a movie night camping weekend.
Yeah, we're going to go camping and then watch
swimming
movies.
Swimming in the ocean, yeah.
And break.
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 One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.